This is Kayla, obviously. This is just a little retrospective that I figured I'd talk about the audio that I just posted, Transference. I will try to link it in the Soundgasm description. I think there's a way you can do that. I should be able to figure it out somehow. But yeah, if you're coming here from that post, then hello and welcome. And thank you for listening to my audio. Wow, I feel so weird talking about it like this. But yeah, it's kind of a darker audio, even by my standards. So I figured that I would record this as just kind of like a palate cleanser. I guess it's not really aftercare. Also, the last time I posted a dark audio, and then I kind of like disappeared for a while, I got a lot of people having like concerns if I was alright. So I just wanted to say, yes, I am doing alright. I appreciate that people are worried about me, despite me being just like a faceless voice on the internet. Yeah, my mental health is decent. And you do not need to send me the Let It Kale resources, which are not quite as decent. So moving on to the audio, I wrote most of this when I was going through like kind of a ruffle patch. I've been working on and off on the script for literally years, like honestly not long after I started making audios, I had this idea. And it all just started with that, the concept of like, it's in a nightclub and you're sitting on the guy's lap and you're telling him about all these girls in the room that you could rape, or that he could rape. I think it was based off of like a Tumblr post or something. But yeah, I wrote the bulk of it when I was like having some issues with like repressed anger, and I was just really like kind of bitter at the time and didn't know how else to express it. So it was cathartic, really, to be able to just kind of channel that into something, be able to create something out of it. And then, you know, also I find it hot. And I hope you do too. I got a lot of feedback from friends for this script, which I really appreciate. I absolutely could not have finished this without it. With a particular shout out to Koi Incarbonated, who is the bestest girl ever. So originally this audio wasn't going to be quite as dark or quite as complex. Like I said, it started out with like just that general concept of the nightclub and the girl telling him like about the girls he could rape. And then as I started writing it, I think maybe I started projecting a little bit. Because then I had a, you know, becoming more and more bitter about like who she had become, and more like disillusioned with the world. I can't remember. I think the idea to have her be one of his victims came a bit later. Yeah. But we're still talking like years back. I guess I just wanted to have this vibe of like this girl who was just like so broken and so angry at the world, but also just like terrified. Like she says that in the audio, and I think it's something that a lot of people that are just like very angry really feels that. It's feel. I know I just said feel and feel like they were the exact same word, and we're not gonna talk about that. But yeah, being frightened, I guess, because of feeling weak. In the audio, the girl that's talking, well, I guess it's me, so the character is somebody who's very much sees the world as like this weak and strong, the strong survive type thing, but at the same time she doesn't see herself as one of those strong people. And so that's why she's still following him around like this lost puppy, even though he's the one that raped her and made her that way in the first place. She doesn't see herself as able to be able to take from others or not be taken from on her own. And thus, the desperation of him keeping her around, the need to be useful to him, because she knows that it's a one-way street with that, that he's very much not attached to her in any way. I got really into the, like, character and world building of this story when I was writing the script, so I think I'll probably end up writing something that kind of falls in the same universe, the same timeline. I don't know exactly what that'll be or when it'll be, but I do think it's something that I'd like to pursue. I guess I've gotten kind of attached to this character now and kind of want to explore more of her. In a way that's, you know, still porn and still hot. I ended up recording this audio about... Well, not about. It took me 4 tries. Each of them almost half an hour long. The first 2 times, I'm recording on a new mic. New mic, who dis? And for some reason, I don't know why, I decided to record a full-length audio with it without, like, listening back to it to make sure that it sounded all right first. And then I had to scrap, like, the first 2, because I recorded the first one, and I was like, I feel like my performance wasn't, like, good in this one. And I recorded the second one, and I was like, that's a bit better. And then I listened to both of them, and I'm like, oh god, I'm, like, blowing into the mic. And, you know, it's not set in a wind tunnel, so both of those got scrapped. I can't remember what was wrong with it the third time. I think I just didn't like how it came out again. But yeah, fourth time? Fourth time's the charm, said nobody ever. And so that's what ended up being this final product. I added a lot of tone notes for myself in it, but I wasn't really sure exactly with, like, which lines what I wanted to do. So I hope that it ended up turning out alright. I am pretty proud of how it ended up. You know, not to toot my own horn too much, but I put a lot of work into this. I put a lot of effort into it. And because I've been working on it for so long, it feels like pretty personal to me. I'm not saying that I am the character in this story, because I'm not. But it's just something that I hold kind of close to my heart, which is kind of weird considering it's porn, but you know. Details. One of the things I was particularly happy with how it came out was the special effects, the sound effects, and the music track that's laid over it. One thing that I've noticed with some audios, and I think I've been guilty of this before, it's hard to balance putting in effects that add to the audio without distracting from the performer's voice. Because I feel like with audios, you always want the main focus to be whatever the performer is saying, so that you get the most out of it. Because, you know, people come from what people are saying. People don't come from the door opening sound. So yeah, I tried to keep that in mind. That's why I kept the music track fairly low throughout the both of it, and it does trail off towards the end. I mixed it myself. I am very proud of that. Like, I'm certainly proud of it. I did get, like, a bunch of, like, CC0 sound effects. One of them was, like, a nightclub beat that was, like, 7 seconds long, and I just looped that endlessly for the 15 minutes that this audio takes up. And then another one was, like, this background of people chattering. It's German, And I picked it because it was good, like, background noise, but then there's also the Uploader had two different versions of it, one that was louder and more lively, and one that was a bit quieter and calmer. And so that really helped with transitioning those two, so that when I wanted the audio to be more intense, I could kind of fade the speech out without it sounding like it was getting farther away or something. Oh yeah, and then there's also a very, very, very faint music track over it as well. That's actually, I purchased this itch.io bundle for Ukraine, and it came with these music packs that were meant as, like, game assets. So there's the, like, suspicious low and suspicious medium tracks on this. The mostly just, like, you know, when you're in a video game, you're sneaking around, just, like, occasional symbols. Oh gosh, where was I going with this? Oh yeah, so it's mostly things all mixed together, and, I do fade things in and out for emphasis on certain parts. I really like it in horror games and horror films where there's, like, kind of intense music going on, and then at the, like, moments that you're supposed to, like, be like, oh shit, it just cuts off. I've always found that to just be very, like, oh god, something is really wrong, you know? Like, you could have music that's unsettling, but the absence of it is somehow even more unsettling. But that's neither here nor there. What else? Oh, the audio, the music does get slightly more distorted as time goes on. It slows down a little bit. So, if you heard that, you're not just, like, high or, hallucinating. I hope it's not too much. I didn't want to be it to be, like, weirdly, intense, but I did want it to be, like, kind of unsettling. Like, oh, this doesn't feel quite as friendly as it did in the beginning. And then, you know, at the end, it cuts back to her being all, like, upbeat because she's approaching this other girl, and she's pretending to be this really cheerful, like, sweet girl again. Who that other girl is? It's up to you. It's a mystery. Who knows? You can pick, you know? That's the beauty of it. I left it intentionally vague because I just wanted the listener to be able to fill in with, like, whichever one of the girls was, like, the most their type. Oh yeah, I was gonna mention, I say a lot of very sexist things in this audio, particularly when I'm talking about the, blonde girl, the regular. I just want to clarify, don't believe in that kind of mindset, but it goes along with the character, so that's why it's in there. You know, respect women. Oh, another thing I really had a struggle with was coming up with a title. I had, like, an entire paragraph of just, like, these random words and snippets and phrases that I was trying out, and it had always just been called Club Script in my docs folder. That's what it had been the entire time I had been writing it. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna need to come up with a title at some point. When I brainstormed all of them, the one that I came up with that I thought would be the best was Fresh Poison, which is, you know, a reference from, like, Hozier's Take Me to Church, where he's like, fresh poison each week. Because, you know, hey, they go there every week, and they get a new girl every time. And there's some poison there. I mean, you know, if they spike the girl's drink, then I guess it's poison. Sorry, bad joke. But yeah, I was struggling to come up with that, and then somebody, I won't say who, but you know, it's the bestest girl that I might have mentioned once or twice before, suggested transference. And I had to look up the word because I was like, okay, I have a vague idea of what that means. And I was like, wait, that's perfect. I love how that sounds. It just sounds like, it's psychological. And in a way, this is kind of psychological horror. So yes, I'm really happy with that title. when I heard it, I was like, yep, that's it. That's the one right there. That one right there, officer. I don't know what that was. I'm sorry. I'm getting really off track here. What was I saying? That ended up being. I was also, like, worried about tagging it because I didn't want it to be triggering. But at the same time, I didn't want it to give away too much of the audio. I feel like kind of nowadays, between you and me, I think a lot of performers tag, like, every single thing that happens in the audio. And I don't really like that. I like a little bit of surprise, you know? Obviously, anything that could be, like, potentially triggering to somebody, or anything that's, like, a specific kink, or, specific to the listener, should always be tagged, but I don't want people to know that there's a plot twist. It's really obvious, and you can probably see it coming, like, a mile away, but I don't want to give it away in the title, you know? This is, like, I'd say this is the first major script that I've written for myself that I'm just, like, truly happy with. I have a couple other ones that I did years ago for, like, swaps and things like that, but I just kind of put those together and I wasn't really sure about them. Lately, I've been on a writing kick, and so I feel like I've just really grown as a writer, being able to put down things that I think would be hot and fill things in between them. And oh boy. My recording software stopped. I've been having this issue sometimes. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. Oh yeah, I feel like I've gotten better at lighting. I feel like scripts tend to be like either the warden in a way. Good scripts. Okay. Now we'll get it into the tea right here. Good scripts, I think, can fall into one of two lighting styles. One is one that feels very realistic, it feels very natural, you're like, yes, somebody would say this, it feels more immersive, and you're like, oh, this just, it feels like it could be a scene from, like, not like everyday, but, you know, a slightly exaggerated pornier version of everyday. And then there's the writing style that's just very expressive. The first person that comes to mind when I think of that would be Homo Sosh, because he's just so incredibly expressive in his lighting and has so many like little attention to detail things that I just love. These characters, they don't really, the characters in his scripts don't necessarily speak like people do in real life, but he's using the language to make up for the lack of visual cues because you can't see what they look like or what they're doing. And big part of porn is having that visual in your head. You paint it in there with the descriptors. And being able to work that in with the performer's dialogue itself is definitely something that can be really difficult. Anyway, I have rambled on for longer than the audio itself is. So I'm gonna wrap up here. Yep, I am trying to get back on the audios again. But as my profile says, expect absolutely zero consistency from me. So, no promises. You never know. Life finds a way to keep you from making audio porn. I have been, like, grinding audios behind the scenes, though. I've been doing, like, little requests and, writing things and recording things. I have something recorded that I still just need to edit and post, but that's another topic for another day. And like I said, surprises. It's a secret. Shh, don't tell anyone. Yeah, so if you have any requests, feel free to haul them my way. I'm doing a lot better now with improv that I feel like I've gotten better at writing. Here's a question. Does it still count as improv if you write it yourself? I always feel kind of awkward about saying that. Improv with things that I've done. Because they're not really improv at all. They're mostly just, like, me writing the script and then performing it myself. I'm just not really good at doing things, like, on the spot like that. At some point, I'd like to take improv classes, but, yeah, that's another thing for another day. That's on the someday list, you know? Soon, TM. I don't remember what I was talking about there. But anyway, send me any requests or things like that. I'm hoping to, like, start moving away from script fills and start moving towards doing more of my own, like, original content. It's something that I never thought I'd be able to, like, consistently do. But, you know, now that I've started writing again, I'm like, this is really fun. And I'm, like, really enjoying this. The nice thing about writing your own scripts is you can tailor them exactly to how you perform best and how you read best. Good shit. And yeah, I am going to try to get a master list up soon of all my audios that are still available on Reddit. Subreddit's gone. Don't know if you saw that, but it's gone. It's nuked. Bye, nudes. And so with it was my master list and I think my commission form. Wait, the form's gone too, so that doesn't matter. But yeah, if you have a commission request or anything like that, just go ahead and message me on Reddit. It'll probably be faster anyway. And I'm gonna be real with you. I forgot to check those forms a lot. But honestly, I think, what am I thinking? I don't know. Wow. That's wild. So, yes, master list soon. Maybe I'll try to re-upload my pictures at some point. You know, be like, ah, yes, I remember when I looked like this. Good times. They've been re-uploaded other places, which is, something I anticipated would happen eventually if I left those pictures up for long enough. So I'm not, like, super pissed about it or, like, worried about it. Yeah. And hey, one of the sites that I found my pictures on said, great tits or something like that. And I was like, really? Oh my god, that's so sweet. Thank you. Yeah, I guess I've just never really been that stingy about where my stuff ends up. I guess I figure if I put it out on the internet, it could end up anywhere at any point. And that's why I try to post things that I am okay with knowing that they might end up anywhere at any point. Not saying do that and don't tell me, but you know, I'm just saying I try to be chill about it. I think that's everything. I think I've covered my bases. But yeah, that's all. I don't have a fun outro or anything. Oh yeah, I guess I could quote my old verification post. And I will see you guys around. Thanks, guys.